Hello.
Hi.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions?
You know I don't like those.
Fantastic. So no?
So no. No New Year's resolutions. Yep.
So you're just staying the same?
No, I burned all of the things that I don't want to
carry with
me.
You.
I lit them on fire,
yeah,
so they're gone
that is good.
Now.
That's nice.
Yeah.
My resolution is not to be bullied by you anymore, or not stand for you bullying me anymore.
In what way?
I have been listening to a lot of. I've been listening.
Your sources. You're the one.
I've been listening to a lot of Dorkspawn recently.
You're the one.
I get bullied a lot.
You're the one that told me you needed to find a reason to hate me and it needed to be part of my personality. Something that I could never change. I've been listening to the tapes too. I've been going back
oh
to
my
the
God.
Recordings too.
We used to be funny. What happened to us?
Now we're just rehashing old material. Look at
you guys seen this? You guys heard about this? Blink.
Blink.
Beautiful. How are you finding the game? Before we start talking about it, how are you finding it?
Oh my God.
Talk
All right,
about
so
it.
I really like it. I'm having a great time. I'm playing it for hours. I am finding it much like a Skyrim where I'm playing it for hours and not really absorbing a lot of what's going on because it's just such a meandering open world type of thing. But that said, I also, there's a part of me that really likes that. And then
because it's interesting because a lot of this same Skyrim-y thing is we walk into a building that's isolated on its own that has one or two things in it, a story that is like environmentally told two lines long, and then that's it.
And
then it's
it.
Like, it's impossible
it takes
to
me
keep
2
notes.
2 hours.
Oh, yeah. So, unlike every other thing we have, just before we get into it, I've been watching Dylan play this.
Yeah, because they've been here.
Yeah, shit's very funny. This guy gets frustrated fast.
I'm getting frustrated real fast.
This guy gets pissed off immediately.
I get real frustrated when
if it's not one of their three games, Dragon Age 1, 2, 3, they get pissed off fucking immediately.
Well, okay. And I can get pissed off at those games too.
This
you
isn't
all
a negative,
were not there. The what?
This isn't a negative. This is just a...
It's a little bit negative, but it's fine.
Not at you. I mean, it's not negative to you. It's not a negative thing that I'm saying.
Sure.
It's just true, honest and true and beautiful.
Sure. Because you guys weren't there when I played Dragon Age Origins for the first time and had to navigate the Fade for the first time, or when I had to navigate the Deep Roads for the first time.
Or do the, oh my God, begins with C.
Circle Tower.
No, the puzzle. The puzzle with the Ashes of Andraste. And there's the bridge puzzle.
Oh, the one that I've memorized now because I
because
I will never do that again. I will never think about that puzzle again. Yes.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what Robin watched me do was Vault 22.
Oh, before we properly talk about it, what are we doing here?
Dorkspawn. Hi, my name is Dylan.
No, that's fine. Continue what we're saying. They're listening this far. They probably know our names.
My name is Dylan, and I've never played a Fallout game.
Hello, my name is Robin. I've played a Fallout game 100 million times.
This is Dorkspawn, as I stated. It's a video game.
Statement begins.
Statement begins.
This is Dorkspawn.
It's a video game book club podcast where we play video games chapter by chapter and discuss them like a book club. Vault 22.
Yeah.
Vault 22, I got because I got the hook for a quest we're going to do later, which is the, like, I'm taking these people on like a pilgrimage or something to, I keep wanting to
you
say
went to the
heaven. It's not that. It is, I'm taking them to.
Oh my God. Is this the, are you talking about the Great Beyond, the people from the Repcon facility? Or are you talking about the NCR
These are people that want me to take them through a secret tunnel on a pilgrimage to...
Oh, the Honest Hearts DLC, the Zion.
Zion. Yeah. That's the one. Thank you. They want me to take them to Zion. I got the quest, got the hook, got up to where you take them on the pilgrimage. And in the hook to that, you meet someone from Vault 22 and they tell you a little bit about it. And basically, Vault 22 is like this promised vault that like allegedly figured out how to make vegetation happen again. And they can like save us all.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. So I go there. It's obviously lies because nothing good happens in these games. There is no vegetation. There's vegetation.
There's lots of vegetation.
There's so much vegetation, but the vegetation is also spawning little green men.
Well, those are old vault dwellers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's turning them into little green men. And it's also creating these funky little lizard guys that are also very fun. Look, the story of it is interesting and fun, is that you go down into it and as you go, you're unlocking these codex entries that are like increasingly disturbing about the process of these plants and what is changing about them and how members of the vault are changing, going missing, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
Until finally, like you learn that this plant life cannot continue to grow. I learned about that there. Oh, I also talked to a scientist. So I heard about Vault 22 two times.
Yeah.
I also talked to a scientist in a hangar building.
Yeah, Camp McCarran.
In Camp McCarran.
Camp McCarran, which is NCR base next to New Vegas.
Yeah. I heard from him. He was like, we need that research. Can you go get me the research from Vault 22? And I was like, sure, fine. And then on my way out of his office, his assistant, another scientist in the building, whatever, she's like, hey, he keeps sending people and none of them are coming back, including a friend of mine who's like a brilliant scientist and not a fighter. And she's stuck there. So if you're going to go, please like bring her back with you or whatever. So I'm like, fine. Yeah, I'm a good guy. I'll do it. And I go there, and then when I find her, which, I mean, good Lord, navigating this vault was stupid, is what it was. Because it's like, okay, it's interesting what you're finding. It's fun, but you are, like, getting around it is fucking impossible. And there's, like, so little in each floor that it's like you're just wandering around like all these rooms that sort of look the fucking same.
I do think the most egregious thing about this is the way to progress, if you can't fix the elevator, which you couldn't because you need 50 repair to do so, is that there is a key card on a shelf, which has interesting game design philosophy. And I would do this if I was a game designer, is be like, well, no, let's put a key card there and then that will teach them to force them to look around everywhere. However, there are simply too many things to do that to. So you can't really, look around.
And it's just an environment where everything looks the same. And you go through all these floors and all these rooms and they all look the same. They all have the same, like, grates with plants growing out of them and the same little green men that pop out at you and then look scared and then you have to kill them. And it just took fucking forever. Whatever. You eventually find this tunnel to go into the Underdark of Skyrim, which is exactly what that looks like. And when you get down in there, you find her, this woman hiding out there, and she's like a ghoul.
She's a ghoul.
I thought at first that she was also being changed by the plants, but she's not. She's just a regular ghoul.
I can't remember if she's been ghoulified by her proximity to the by being in there, or she was always a ghoul. I can't ever remember.
I think that she was always a ghoul. I don't know. Anyway, she is like, we have to destroy this research. I had already found the research and put it in my pocket. And so I was like, yeah, totally. And then she went to the computer and she was like, the research has been downloaded. And I was like, oh, yeah, I have it. And she was like, oh, so can we destroy it? And I was like, yeah, I guess. This guy told me to get it, though. And she was like, well, fuck that guy. And I was like, oh, okay. I guess you're right. So I did that. We blew up all the equipment by blowing up. She flooded the vents with oxygen, and then I had to throw a stick of dynamite, which is all I had that was explosive on me. Bad.
I think you could have shot into it.
Only with an energy weapon, and I didn't have an energy
fantastic.
Weapon.
Fantastic. Sure.
Yep. And also, you can't shoot at it. You'll die because you have to leave before it explodes. You have to run all the way into the tunnels before
Right.
Because I died 4 times.
Sure.
I did realize that you can throw dynamite from further away than I thought.
Yeah.
So once I realized
yeah,
that,
I'm not taking I died 4 times as a criticism. That's just you not being far enough away.
No, that's not a. Although it was even when I was far away, it was like you have to really fucking book it, and
sure.
You have to go into the tunnel. It's like the only way, because it goes into every room on that floor and blows everything up.
Yeah.
All of it. So I did that. And then I went back to talk to the scientists. The lady scientist was happy. Guy scientist was like, I'm calling the cops.
Mm.
And I was like, okay, cops are in my back pocket. So. Cops love me. So I don't know. The NCR.
And you're playing a good guy.
The NCR think I'm great for some reason.
It's because you keep helping them.
I actually haven't done much for them. I am exaggerating because they're not, I'm not idolized by them. I am just like respected
favored
or something
yeah.
like that. Yeah, yeah. There's another gang that I helped. Not the evil ones that murder everybody.
Okay.
I can't remember their names. They were like, they're a gang that does like petty crime and stuff like that. And I decided to help them out. Now they like me.
Oh, fun. That's cute.
Yeah.
Was it? Okay. So it's not the Fiends.
Mm-mm.
It's.
I have heard about them though now.
Yeah. Because they're next to Camp McCarran.
Yeah.
And, but they do kind of just shoot to kill you.
Oh, yeah. Everybody at Camp McCarran is talking about them.
It's. Oh, God. Great Khans? Is it them?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the Great...
They're a pretty iconic Fallout group, is the Great
okay.
Khans.
Well, I went to Camp McCarran.
Yeah.
Camp McCarran is fine. I went to the other camp, too, because I was doing a bunch of quests for the caravan.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that drunk lady was like, you should work for them. So I've been doing jobs for them. But... they gave me a bunch of jobs, and one of them was like running guns, and I had to run in and I had to break in and steal the guns, and I said no thank you, I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But I am doing things like convincing people to give money back that they've stolen.
Cute.
And then they also want me to go convince Cass to trade them in her caravan.
Mm-hmm.
They want to take it over. Cass told me that there's nothing left. She has nothing left of her caravan but the name, and she's not giving that up.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I have a couple of options, and I don't know if I want to do it or not, or if I
sure.
want to not do that one.
Yeah.
Which is possible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I've really been mulling that one over. And then, oh my God, what else did I do? I feel like I did so much at the caravan. Helios won. That was a fun time.
Yep.
Helios won.
Is where we ended off last
is
week.
Where we
is
ended
Helios
off, so
won.
That's what I did. That was like the first thing I did. And with Helios won, what is the
so
the hook at again?
So it's interesting because actually both of us have done Helios won before the hook has been introduced. We just found Helios won and then we were able to do it. So they let you in if you're if you can talk your way in, or if you're liked by the NCR.
Oh yeah,
they need a scientist because the scientists that they have suck.
Oh yeah, they're like, we'll talk to that shitty ass scientist.
The scientist is brilliant. He's called Fantastic.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
And you speak to him, and you're like, "So how did you get this job?" Because I also did this. He's like, "So how did you get this job?" And he's like, "Well, the NCR were knocking door to door asking if anyone had a degree in theoretical physics." And I said, "I theoretically have a degree in physics." And they were like, "You're welcome aboard." He gave me a job. It's very well paying. And I just kind of click buttons.
Amazing.
And it's very good. And everyone's like, "This guy fucking sucks. I can't believe that he lied to us." And he's like, "I didn't lie. I'm just a fucking dumbass."
Yeah.
And he's fun.
He's
and
good.
Then he has a... The scientist that's working under him is a member of the Followers of the Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Which is a cult, kind of. It is a cult.
It is a cult, yeah.
It is a cult, but it's like a positive, cult.
It's a nice cult.
It's a nice cult. They go around and they heal people from the wasteland. They think they're just, yeah, the Followers of the Apocalypse. Both of them are like, okay, Helios One is a giant solar, it's a solar panel farm that the main tower does something unique. It has this, it connects to a satellite called the Archimedes. The NCR took Helios One from the Brotherhood of Steel that were like real in, but couldn't figure out how to get it to work. NCR scared them away, fought them off. Now the NCR are there trying to figure out how the Archimedes works. Because it is also a big power plant. It can be used to spread power amongst this region. It's a regional power plant. You speak to some people. Each of them have a different opinion of where it should go. All of your companions, most of your companions, also have opinions of where it could go. There's one person that we haven't had a chance to meet yet called Arcade Ganon. The reason why we haven't met him is because he's just before Vegas. He's in like the outskirts of Vegas. He's a companion.
Mm-hmm.
One of the more popular companions. I'm definitely going to have him. Oh, can I have him? He fucking hates the Legion. We'll find out. But everyone kind of has opinions on where the power should go. It can either go to the NCR bases, giving them a lot of power. It can go to the poorer areas of Vegas, giving them a lot of power. Or you can spread it out evenly amongst everyone, which will give everyone a little bit of power, but you'll have brownouts constantly. You can arm the Archimedes 2,
you can just kill
it has a very specific term. Orbital laser is an orbital cannon in space. Or you can turn it off and destroy any chance of anyone rearming Archimedes 2. Because if you pick one of the send power to people in other places, if another faction took it over, like the Legion, they have the ability to then arm the Archimedes too and have an orbital laser.
Yeah.
So you can turn off the orbital laser, having no one power, give everyone a little bit of power, put it into one of the two major things, or you can just arm the Archimedes too for your own personal benefit.
Yeah. And what did you do?
So I armed the Archimedes too.
Yeah, I watched them do that.
So I was wandering around. I don't fucking know these people. Also, this comes off of the back of... Okay, so I've had a lot of like interesting character development that I like a lot here.
Yeah.
Right. We start... I'm now addicted to three different drugs. I'm addicted to buff out, mentats, and alcohol.
Nice.
I'm kind of losing my mind at all times. I
went to therapy for my one beer addiction, by the way.
Yeah, I've decided to not do that because I was like, no, I want to see how I can manage this drug habit.
Yeah.
I went to Camp Forlorn Hope last time, right? I believe I did.
Yeah, I think so.
From Camp Forlorn Hope, I was wandering around and I found Ranger Station Charlie again. I was like, fuck yeah, that's neat. I haven't been here. I found it last time. It's on the way to Novak. I'll go back in. I walk in. Blood is everywhere. Several dead bodies are strewn about because this is the place that was getting medical supplies. And I was like, I mean, I guess I could just get them to give medical supplies back to Camp Full on Hope. Blood's everywhere. There is a single note. Oh, mines are placed under bodies. So if you were to loot a body, a mine goes off because the Legion have been here. And that's what the Legion do. Tricksy fuckers. There's a single note. The note says, the note is a few lines from a Legion person, and truly the most harrowing thing I have ever heard in a video game. I'm not going to quote it directly because I can't necessarily remember, but it is something along the lines of, it does not matter where the NCR walks, we will be there before them to kill them. It does not matter where the NCR hide, we will find them and we will kill them. It does not matter how powerful the NCR get, we will match them in power and we will kill them. We have taken the only woman alive. And I'm like, oh, fuck. They slaughtered everyone and took the one woman in Ranger Station Charlie alive. The most harrowing thing I could hear. I got full-ass shivers. I was genuinely horrified.
Is this what you were telling me gave you shivers?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was fucked up. I was scared. I then took over Jake Jackson, and I was like, I gotta kill some fucking guys. I gotta save this woman. This is evil. I walked outside. At the same time, weirdly, that I walked outside, a group of NCR Rangers was walking to Ranger Station Charlie, and a group of Legion were walking away. And because I had Boone on me, Boone just started taking pot shots at the Legion, pulled the Legion, then the NCR jumped them. So I hid as this fight was going on.
As you are wont to do.
Everyone was fighting. The Legion lost the fight because I had Boone. So the NCI was slightly up in numbers. Then I got vilified with Caesar's Legion. The NCR liked me. And then I was freaking the fuck out. Sorry. I hid for a bit and then I went out and I ended up taking pot shots and fighting and killing Legion.
Okay.
Because I took over.
Yeah.
I took over this character. I was like, I need to fucking kill Legion and save this woman.
Yeah.
I then, I was like, well, if I'm already vilified with them, fuck it. I went over to the raid camp where the powder gangers were taken as slaves. I, in the dead of night, from a mountain, like, so far away from them, was sniping all of the Legion members. I freed the slaves, and then an NCR member came over to us and was like,
"These are the people I freed, like last time you didn't."
Yeah.
Okay.
Ages ago.
Wow.
I then had an NCR member run up to me and be like, "Hey, so you're in our good books. So here is a." They gave me a radio.
That happened to me last night.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
While I was, oh my God, I was heading. I was heading to, the very last thing that I did was I went into the Hoover Dam.
Ooh.
So on my way up to the Hoover Dam, that happened.
Fun.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
And that is what got me into Helios One, because I counted as a member of the NCR. So they saw me, didn't ask questions, and they were like, oh, it's you. Come on in. And I just walked in.
Nice.
Which is pretty fun. I like that as story-wise. However, now, because the NCR have never really been kind to Jake, so Jake's always a little twitchy around them. The Legion, the people that he was like, yeah, I'll help you because you're strong and scary, now also hate him. I'm getting found with Legionnaire assassins are jumping me in the streets now. Jake's fucking freaking out everywhere. The only safe place is in themselves. And they're going to take as much power as physically possible. So
good.
I armed the Archimedes II, killed every single NCR member in the building. Now, if I see Legion or if I see NCR, I'm shooting on sight. I'm executing as many people as humanly possible. I can't trust anyone. I'm twitching all the time. Boone.
And you're addicted to three drugs.
And three drugs. Boone is getting angrier and angrier with me the more stuff we do because
I'm getting
less and less liked by NCR and he likes NCR. So I'm going to fucking kill Boone, gang. I don't know if you'll know this, but I'm going to...
The writing for that was on the wall.
This guy's
sure.
going to fucking kill me, so
you
I have to kill him first.
You also didn't... let him kill the guy who killed his or sold his wife, right? You sort of let him kill a random person, didn't you?
No. I did pick her.
Oh, you did?
Because
oh, okay.
I mean, I was like, I mean, logic. At this time, I was only addicted to one drug. I couldn't logically be like, I couldn't lazy my way out of it.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, but it's still like it's a guy that I'm getting. And then what if he's pissed and finds out? Then he's going to come after me. And then whilst robbing the store, I found the note and I was like, yeah, because I wasn't going to do the quest. And then whilst robbing the store, I found the note. I was like, fuck it, let's just do this.
Fine.
So okay. It kind of all married itself okay. together. And then, yeah. However, in terms of companions, I did find Veronica, Felicia Day.
Oh, yeah, I found Veronica,
for Felicia Day's
too.
Big day out.
Yeah.
She is a lady she's just a lady who's just like, oh, I'm just traveling and I just need a hand doing stuff. And then is asking questions about the world. She's looking for tech.
Yep.
She's a cool lady. I haven't taken her yet.
Me either. I'm still with Boone
yeah.
for now.
Just because we're going to be doing Vegas next week. Next week is our Vegas week.
Oh, fun. Okay.
Yeah. And cool. In Vegas, you get a home base. And whenever you dismiss a companion, they go back to the home base rather than like, because if
going
you,
back to wherever
to
they
where
live.
They get, and then that's just annoying. So I was like, I'll pick up Veronica next time.
Love that. That's good to know. Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I did that. I had a real big freak out. And now my drug addled young boy is really freaking the fuck out.
Yeah.
Doesn't like being around anyone. Is going very hermit mode. I'm picking up all the perks like Sandman, which means if someone's sleeping, I can just instantly kill them. I have really high sneak now. I can eat people if I'm crouching and I kill them. I'm freaking out. I'm freaking the fuck out.
Yeah. And the thing is, Jake's paranoia is justified.
It's real.
Yeah, it's real. Everyone does want you dead because you're freak monster.
Fucking yeah. Interesting, which I don't, you wouldn't care about, but it's a fun thing. There's a guy that I met who's underneath, he's sitting underneath the billboard. He has like a little guitar. You speak to him, he's a guy who's looking for his dad. His dad has always been a mysterious guy and he's been looking for him. He has a guitar, and then you're like, the kind of quest is, oh, well, you're going to find a place for this guy to play his guitar and just kind of settle down because he's a bit of a drifter. Didn't know his dad at all. Wasn't really close with his mom and left. The fun storyline is there's a perk called Mysterious Stranger, which is whenever you're in VATS. And also this is in the game, the TTRPG. A guy has a random chance of turning up and then helping you. And that's his son.
That's
like
fun.
And if you complete his quest, if you fully complete his quest line, you get a gun. He gives you a gun because he's like, I don't need this anymore. And whenever you pull the gun out, it makes a little Mysterious Stranger sound. So it's like he has a canonical kid and is a canonical guy. It's goofy.
That's really
cute. I didn't pick up Mysterious Stranger as a perk. However, this go around, I did pick up Misfortune, which is the same, but it's a lady. Just because it's called Misfortune, and I thought that's pretty fun.
That's pretty fun.
He has a perk, Jake has a perk called Misfortune where...
I like that.
Some lady randomly turns up and starts executing people around you.
I keep taking things. I don't remember the names of them. Oh,
You can just check.
I can just look. I can just check.
Dylan got a fucking Steam Deck
I got
for Christmas.
A Steam Deck.
Yeah.
I do.
And is loving it and gets it.
I love it so much. I got a perk. All right. So I've got... Okay. I've got a bunch. Bug Stomper.
Hell yeah.
Confirmed Bachelor.
Confirmed Bachelor is really good.
Oh, that's been really good. I got of like things where I was able to convince somebody of something.
Because you have Confirmed Bachelor?
Yeah.
There's a fun thing because the other one is Black Widow, which is the same thing but for women. So you can canonically have a bisexual character by having both of them. Or you can have just exclusively a gay character or a lesbian.
Yeah.
But what's fun is that perk was made by... there was a woman on the writing team who was a lesbian, and she was like, it's actually really important for me that we have the ability... Players have the ability to confirm their sexuality in straight, gay, or bi. And they were like, yeah, sick. And then made it. And then she wrote in all of the little suggestions of like the like add-ons that you can get for each character. It's just a cool thing.
That's really
it's
cool.
A thing is, again, for it's kind of the like Fallout is queer media.
Yeah.
Of just like, yeah, this lesbian was like, I want all these things in it. And they were like, sick, that sounds awesome. Yeah, do it.
No, I really like it a lot.
Yeah.
I got Ferocious Loyalty, so my followers will love me.
Cool.
good-natured, here and now. I think a lot of these are ones that I got automatically by stuff.
You got Lady Killer as well.
I got Lady Killer.
Oh, it's not Black Widow. It's Lady Killer.
Lady Killer. So I have
Sorry. Confirmed Bachelor, if you're a woman, is called Black Widow.
There it is. Yeah. Okay. So I got Confirmed Bachelor and Lady Killer. So I am bisexual. Ranger Takedown,
oh, cool.
Spotter,
you from
Swift
the guy.
Learner, and Wild
Hell yeah.
Wasteland.
Sick. That's cool.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, really big fan. Of them all.
Also, for what it's worth, if anyone's like, oh, but Fallout New Vegas crashes all the time, Steam Deck, it runs pretty smooth.
I haven't had a crash.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't had
it. It really does the job. It's really good. On Fallout 3, I have a problem where I'm genuinely locked out of playing the game because I'm at a point where it crashes. With New Vegas, I've had no troubles. I've gone all the way to Big Mountain DLC. So I've gone all the way to, what is it called? It's not Honest Hearts. It's one of them. Anyway, and it hasn't crashed a single time. Like, I've done a bunch of DLC and I've done a bunch of the game. It's never crashed.
Yeah.
It's good.
Hey, campers. Have you heard of Season 5 of Five Gems and a Trench Coat from Inside the Tent? You haven't? Well, let us tell you about it.
A nice, green, natural regional park. This is Hidden Falls Regional Park. For our purposes in our world, it's a bit larger than it actually is. It is the summer of 1983, and it is all of your first time getting to stay at Hidden Falls.
We promise it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a story of three childhood friends going across the Americas in 1987 using Kids on Bikes 2nd Edition. So grab a blanket, make some coffee. The first three episodes are available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's great. So, okay. So, wow. Jake is...
Jake's genuine...
Wait, did you save her?
Did I save...
The woman that was kidnapped, taken alive.
I wasn't able to find her. I don't know where she is. I think she's gone. I think she's in the system. And it's really tough. And it's also particularly tough for Boone being there because that's exactly what happened to his wife as well.
That is exactly
so
what happened.
So it's like, it's a bit of a horror story where I'm interested just to see where it goes.
Yeah.
Because it's scary. It's like, that's a pretty horrific thing. And it's a thing that, you know, this game goes, I say this game, in similar ways to the Dragon Age franchise. The Fallout franchise goes to really dark places.
Yeah.
In a world that has a lot of quirkiness and jokes and joy in it.
Yeah.
Which is why I like to pair them up a lot. But yeah, no, this storyline, especially with the Legion, is really
deeply
grim.
Dark. Yeah.
Which, I guess, very, very minor spoilers for Fallout Season 2 is why I'm so, like, anxious about Season 2 of Fallout.
Oh, about her walking into Legion Camp?
Yeah.
Because
it's fucking scary. Because you do this and you're like, damn, these guys are not fucking around. This is hell.
Yeah, these guys are monsters.
These are, like, truly monsters. And if anyone's listening and you're like, oh, but the Legion aren't that bad, you need to re-examine how you think about art and life and everything, actually.
Yeah.
It's deeply fucked up that people don't think the Legion are bad guys in this series.
Who are these people?
Common, or just in TikTok comments. That's why they're all going in the cube. We've never mentioned the cube on the show.
All of them in the cube.
Yeah. But just know if you go into the cube.
This guy eats people. And still is like, no.
Oh. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Jake was like, yeah, no, I eat people, but this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous. This is too fucking far.
This is awful. Time to die.
So I'm excited to see kind of where this goes in terms of like who I'm siding with. Because there are the three major factions that you can side with. But you can also side on your own team. You can say, I'm going to do it.
It's just me.
And what I really love about it, this isn't really a spoiler, this is just kind of how these things work out. If you side with yourself, you will always fail almost because unless you do everything very perfectly, it's because you're just a guy. You're just a guy with no understanding of how the world works.
And no resources.
So I might go that.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to do a Mr. House run again.
Fun.
Because I also think that makes sense, but I will talk more about it next week because we'll see how it goes.
Because next week we're doing Vegas. Okay.
Next week we're doing Vegas. We're going to... Yeah, next week. So in Vegas, there's a bajillion things to do.
Yeah, do you think I have time to do the Hoover Dam before I go to Vegas and then do both?
Yes, because the Hoover Dam isn't huge now because you keep going back to it through missions and it's also where the finale takes place. So it's like you're just kind of getting to grips with it, learning how things run, and then it's where the...
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, you definitely have time. Because in Vegas, you start and there's Freeside, which is the place before Vegas, and there's a bunch of shit to do.
Oh, I went to Freeside.
You went to Freeside?
Yeah, what a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, garbage dump. Yeah. Everybody's shooting everybody in the streets.
Yep.
Terrible place.
It's crazy. It's very fun.
Very fun place.
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We'll talk about it more next week, but I fucking love Freeside. There's so much.
I do like
there
Freeside.
There is... genuinely the origin of the Kings of Mahat are in
Freeside. I met the kings
a group of people that just saw a bunch of tapes and were like, well, everyone referred to this guy as the king, this must be it. And I was like, that's so fun. And then I was like, what if people were doing that about Arthurian legend stories and just going mad over everyone said that this guy was the greatest king of all time, so it must be real, let's just recreate it,
let's just do it again.
I just think it's so fun.
You
can get the other secondary companion. So there's Edie and a dog. You can get the dog and the kings.
Oh, I haven't gotten that.
It's my favorite of the dog companions. Mm-hmm. Really fuck with it. There's a lot of fun stuff. If you have the Wild Wasteland perk, there's a lot of interesting references. If you arm the Archimedes too, there's a kid running around and pretending to shoot another kid with a little toy gun he has.
I did see that. That was happening.
If you go up to him and you start speaking to him, you can buy the gun off of him. And the gun is the arming weapon for the Archimedes too. And you can just summon the orbital laser with it. You can do it once a day. And you just point this little gun, this toy gun that this kid has. And it, again, if you've armed it, you get the little like big orbital cannon. It's fun.
That's horrendous.
The kid just kind of found it and is like, yeah, I found this. It's my little toy gun. And you could be like, hey, can I have that? But if you didn't arm the Archimedes too, it's literally just a useless item.
Yeah.
You have it and can use it as a weapon, but it doesn't do anything because it's
a
nothing.
Toy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, that's fun.
But it's fun.
I, by the way, gave power to everyone.
Yes.
I gave power to everyone.
Yes.
Equally.
Which weirdly, I've seen debates about is unequivocally like, kind of the correct thing. You could argue that giving the power to the poorer is...
I thought about doing that. I just felt that if I did that, I would antagonize the wealthy
and that's
against them.
Yeah. And that's where I think the...
That was my thought process.
That's where I think the switch to from like the objectively right thing to do is either give power to everyone or give a lot of power to the poorer areas is like, if you don't give power to the NCR, they're probably going to leverage that in some way.
Right. Or they're just going to go and take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, again, the NCR are not good guys.
Right. They're cops.
Very, very much so. They're cops. But it's a fun thing where it's like, I saw a couple of people debating it. And I do like that that is a bit of a question mark of like, well, we don't really... Like, it's like... There's arguments kind of either way in a way that I think is fun, except for the Archimedes too, which people are like, this is just evil. You don't do this. But yeah, I like it. I think it's interesting fun. Is there anything else that you have done? What is also, is there been anything where Ace has kind of shifted?
Ace has, I wouldn't say Ace has shifted. What I would say has happened is that Ace...
Oh, Dylan got the knife, by the way, for everyone.
I got the knife.
Those who are wondering. And you like it?
I do like it. I need better weapons. And you know what I really need? I need armor. I need better armor.
Armor and stuff.
Because I'm doing melee, I'm great at melee.
Yeah.
But I need to get close enough.
Taking hits.
And yeah. I take so much hit. Yeah. I'm really trying to do Edie my love. Which I know, if I didn't know how long we were gonna do Vegas. I didn't know how far away Vegas is. And I know that I need one more of her codex entries in order to do her full quest. And I think one of them I got technically, but I got it before we passed enough time in game. She won't get triggered unless you've had 5 days traveling with her in game days.
Wow. Sure.
And so all of the rest of the triggers are in Vegas because I was like taking her around everywhere trying to figure out what was up. And then I finally looked it up and it was like, there are like six or seven different people who trigger the second codex. But it won't trigger unless it's 5 days in game when you hear it. And if you've already talked to that person, it won't trigger after the 5 days. So I think that Vegas is my only hope to to trigger it with her.
You also did Vault 11.
I also did Vault 11. Another fuck you to me. Vault 11, I barely remember what was going on because I was blacked out with anger. Because you have to swim underwater.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah. They flooded it, right?
They flooded it.
It's one where it's the voting happens.
Yes. Right. This is one where they had a big election. And also, oh my God, they had a big election and then it's like, fuck, I don't remember what the twist was. It was like,
I think I remember. I might be thinking of something else. I just want to make sure. Yes. So, Vault 11 is a social experiment. Every year, they have to sacrifice one of the vault dwellers or everyone will die.
Yes.
And then they, you know, there's elections that go on where people are voting for the person that they believe dies. People are campaigning for people that they believe that is going to die. The person who was voted for, she ran away, not fully, but, you know, ran inside of the vault. A bunch of people died. And then eventually she had everyone kind of on lockdown. And then, none of us can kill each other. You know, this whole thing. And then the time ticked over because she was like, I'm waiting. Like, fuck it. All of us are going to kill each other. We're all going to die. Rather than me dying, all of us are going to die together. The time ticks over, and then a little confetti exploded from the ceiling, and it goes, ba-ba-da-ba, you all decided to join together in community. And because of that, we're opening up a bunch of vault reserves, and we're opening the doors to the wasteland. You guys did it. And this was after every single person killed each other. So everyone died only for them to realize it was a social experiment, and it's actually... and actually the thing they needed to do was join forces and decide to die together in peace.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
It's vault tech. The vaults are deeply fucked up. Yeah. And I just love it.
So far, every vault has been, and I've only been in two. I don't like them.
Yeah.
Not a big fan.
This one is one of my favorite vaults. This is one of my favorite things is the social experiment vaults in quotation marks.
Yeah.
Where they, because all of vault tech stuff, even though the vault sounded like a safe place, the point of them was to test science and social, and it's, everyone was a test subject.
Yeah.
These are my favorite ones. The social experiment, deeply, deeply fucked up ones.
Mm-hmm.
I love it so much. I think it's great. Really scary, especially this one.
That one was really scary.
Almost all
like
of them are deeply tragic.
Yeah.
I love it. It's great. Yeah.
Terrible. There is another thing that I did that I forgot that I'm glad I looked at this for. I did the Boulder City Showdown. I went to Boulder on my way to the Hoover Dam. And some NCR folks were like, we had a kind of raid by the Great Khans. We fought them off into this wreck here. But unfortunately, they have two of our guys hostage in there.
Yeah.
Can you go take them out? And I was like, I'll just go talk to them.
Yeah.
Like,
calm yourself.
Have you ever fucking tried? and they were like, I guess. Are you sure? And I go in and I'm like, hey, man, you mind letting our guys go? We'll just, you know,
we'll let
you go. Yeah. It's like, no big deal. And they're like, you're sure? And I'm like, yeah, the NCR, they're cool. Don't worry about it. and they're like, okay. And they let our guys go. And then I walk out and they're like, all right, NCR wants us to kill them anyway. And I was like, no.
No.
No, you're not allowed. I just told them, if you do that, I'm fucking killing you. And then they were like, oh, okay. Never mind.
Fun.
You got it, man. And after that is when the NCR came and was like, hey, you're pretty all right. Here's the radio.
Oh, no way. Yep. Oh, that's fun.
Yep. So that's cool. Just sort of like, I don't know, I guess like the NCR better like learn from me, you know?
Oh, that's crazy. So everyone walked away from that alive.
Everyone walked away alive.
Damn, that's crazy.
Yep.
We're having very different playthroughs.
Yeah.
Everyone fucking died in my one. Everyone fucking died.
Yep.
That's fun.
No.
So you also found Victoria. You have Boone. You've progressed Edie a little bit. Have you progressed Boone at all? I don't know if you
talked to Boone.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've...
He revealed stuff about his.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got to talk to him more, I think.
I think there's also... I might be very, very wrong. Post Vegas, when you get into Vegas, that's when companion starts triggering.
Yeah.
Because I think with you saying, Edie, all of your stuff is in Vegas, I'm like, I have a feeling that all characters are like post Vegas, then you get like character development from all the companions.
Yeah.
But they're all pretty good. Boone's is particularly good. I like Boone a lot.
Oh, that's fun. I was worried that Vegas was going to be like endgame. So I didn't realize
Vegas
I saw that.
Truly dead at the beginning of the game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That's great. Excellent. So I am excited then, because I have a bunch of stuff that's like, go to Vegas.
Go to Vegas. And Vegas is big. Again, it's kind of like so we were talking about this literally earlier, just before we got on the call, and this is my personal belief. And we've talked about it a little bit before we started doing this run. It's really hard to plan this game as a book club.
So hard.
Because the joy of it is, antithetical to the game to have like strict, you have to go here and do this and you can't do this and stuff like that, because this is a game about exploration and finding stuff randomly. I would never say do Vault 22 now, because the point of this is why me and Vidi were talking specifically about Vault 22 being so famous in terms of game design, is because there are 1,000 ways to roam. Like, so many people talk about it and then pique your interest and then like say, oh, you can go here, and you don't need to go there in the main story.
Right.
It's just like you will just find your way there naturally, because even in this giant open world game, they have big pointers and going places.
Yeah.
It's the same with getting to Novak and getting to the Repcon facility. Like, that is also a weird thing, but you just so naturally find it.
Yeah.
Which is really impressive for a game this big. But another thing that we were talking about specifically is also keeping notes in this is also kind of antithetical. I'm a big note keeper when it comes to these games. I have an entire notebook that's the Dragon Age franchise. I have a huge amount of notes for Mass Effect. For Fallout, it's hard to keep track, because a lot of the stories are tiny little bits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough to keep notes.
Yeah.
It really is. But at the same time, I'm having a good time when I'm playing.
Yeah, that's
it's
good.
It's just that there's so much, and they're all little things. Like, it's tough to keep the linear, because it's not really a linear story that you're putting together. Like, it is like Skyrim, where, like, you know, I've played probably 500 hours of Skyrim, you know, and gun to my head, could I tell you anything that isn't the Dragonborn DLC's story?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, maybe I...
Because they're all tiny, like, little arcs, little quests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, there is a main plot.
There is, but the main plot in this game is very much, like, it's just kind of who do you back? The story of this big...
Well, and the main plot isn't find the people who killed you.
I mean, we're gonna do that next week.
Yeah,
and then it's done.
Oh,
and then it is, which is because this whole game is like, hey, go kill the guy or find the people who killed you, and then it's like, okay, now what are you gonna do with Vegas? Like, what's gonna happen here? Like, who are you backing, and all this? It's fantastic.
Fascinating.
It's
okay.
A crazily written game. It's so beautiful. And then we don't even learn about the other courier and the platinum chip till the final DLC. I'm excited for us to do the DLCs because they are some fucking awesome little contained stories just with our character.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Holy shit. I was looking, actually, whilst we were recording, I was looking at recommended levels for DLCs because as soon as we get to do Dead Money, I'm going to talk a fucking storm up about it because I think Dead Money's so fun. Because I believe it's level 16 to 20 is the first DLC.
Okay.
So that's, what level are you on now?
I think, okay, hang on, because I just leveled up. I just leveled up.
Level 11. So, I mean, there's a chance it'll be like 3 weeks and we'll be doing Dead Money. Because it'll be next week is Vegas. We're going to do a post-Vegas thing.
Okay.
And then we'll hit a DLC. Okay. But this is also, you might not be level 16. Or, again, you might be like, I actually don't want it yet. I want to do something else. I'm interested in this storyline. It's like, sick, let's do that first.
Okay.
And then we'll get into the DLC.
Okay.
Because, there's four of them and they all like lead into one another.
Yeah.
In cool ways. In a way that's like kind of like how a lot of storylines in this game is set up, where it's like someone brings something up and you're like, you just take it as like, sure, they're just mentioning something. And then like you're speaking to someone else and they also bring it up and you're like, that's crazy. This has been mentioned a few times. I should look at this.
Yeah.
And that's how all the DLCs kind of lay themselves out is they will talk about the other places in the DLCs. And then you're like, okay, I guess I'll go look at that then.
Yeah.
And then you wander over and then it's like, oh, it's this place. That's fun.
That's fun.
God, they're so fucking good. Yeah, it's fun. Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I know.
I like Vegas
so
much.
It is really cool. I'm excited to go to Vegas. In my head, I was wondering if Vegas was like endgame. And so I was like,
kind of avoiding it a little bit.
Well, also.
And hates it. So sleepy about it.
Oh, my God. Sorry. That was crazy. No, also felt like, oh, I'm racking up like so many Vegas related quests. Like everything is like, go to Vegas and do this, go to Vegas and do that. And so I was like, I feel like I'm just collecting stuff to go do there. And it's going to be really satisfying to go there and just like.
And then cash in a bunch of chips.
Yeah.
So.
Do you think are there going to be other games that aren't Caravan in Vegas that I could play?
Yeah, loads. You could, in every casino, you can play blackjack, roulette, a poker. Yeah, it's fun. You can do that at Prim as well. The Prim Casino, you can play a bunch of games if you sit at a table. Prim is always it's interesting because Prim is like a shitty casino, so I do really enjoy the fact that nobody really plays games at Prim, even when you go there, because it's like this place kind of
sucks. I've never.
But then
seen
you go to Vegas and you fucking do. It's cool.
Yeah.
So you've been pretty submerged in Fallout recently.
I have been.
We're playing this. You're doing the Kings of Mahat, which is our AP.
Yeah.
We also on Patreon, for people who don't know, we have every Tuesday, except for next Tuesday, which is the 6th, because
we'll
we're flying. But we will be doing it that week, but not on the 7th, because we're playing Kingdom Death Monster. However, we've been watching the show on Patreon for people to join us and watch along with us.
It's fun.
Been playing the game of Fallout, been playing Kings of Mahat, the AP. What are your feelings on the setting and the world?
Setting is so cool. The setting is so cool and weird and good and like very critical of a lot of things that I'm critical of. It's a very
fun,
interesting
cool.
setting. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it's really good.
Did you know I know you watched season one of Fallout and obviously cultural osmosis.
Yeah.
Did you know a huge amount before?
I did know a bunch because, unfortunately, I've dated people who are very into Fallout.
Yeah.
And so I knew some things, but like, you know, it's just like you don't until you're sort of like absorbing it doesn't really make sense.
Sure.
But it is. It's a really fun and cool and interesting, weird.
Yeah, deeply
world.
Strange.
Deeply weird and strange, which is my favorite for sure. And it is sort of like just critical of, you know, American imperialism and American capitalism and purity and stuff like that. Which is great. But then it's also just a weird, funny little world as well. Those little green men will stay with me for a while. Those weird fucking weirdos.
What were little green men?
The little green men in Vault 22.
Yeah. Were you scared the first time that you went into a patch of grass and then they jumped out at you?
So the thing is that he didn't jump out at me. He did this.
Chat, can we clip that?
You like that?
That was really good. Yeah. Yeah,
really good. So I was like, oh. And then I just stabbed him real quick. Yeah, I like them. They're weird.
Yeah, they're freaks.
They're freaks.
They're good freaks.
Yeah.
That's fun. Cool.
And the ghouls are freaks. I love them. I love every ghoul.
You like a ghoul?
I want to kiss a ghoul on the mouth.
There is... Oh, God. So we are just about... So we've seen Cass. Oh, there's actually two characters. We've seen Cass. We're about to meet Arcade Ganon if we go into a specific place. We have Boone with us. There's the dog and Edie. There are two characters who are non-human as well. There's a ghoul played by Machete. It's fun, isn't it?
When you say played by Machete, do you...
I mean the guy from Spy Kids. That's what I'm... Because his name's Machete from Spy Kids.
God.
What? Is that making fun
He's Machete from Spy Kids, not Machete from the movie Machete.
No. That's going to do it for us today, gang. Thanks. We've had a lot of fun here. I appreciate y'all.
You know my favorite quote from Machete?
Hmm?
Machete, don't text. The best. My favorite line in that movie.
Good.
Machete, don't text. Great line delivery. Incredible.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God. No, but you're talking about
the guy from Spy Kids. The guy from Spy Kids is in the game. He plays a ghoul. And also there's a super mutant who can you also have join your team. He's fun.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Nice.
I just think you'd like them.
I'm going to love them. I'm going to love them.
Well, with that.
This is unhinged. Do you know, a second.
Oh.
What, now I feel like I'm gaslighting myself.
Okay. Dylan is googling Machete, Spy Kids. It's the same guy, if that's what you're wondering. Yeah, because it's because both of them are Robert Rodrigo. This is the same character.
It is the same. That's what I guess. That's what I was trying to confirm for
myself.
They're
both set in the world of Spy Kids.
The movie Machete is set in the world of Spy Kids.
Machete is the uncle of the
kids.
See,
I've never seen Spy Kids, so that is why this is an insane reveal to me. I've seen Machete.
Fantastic. So.
What?
Danny Trejo, that's his name. Fuck. It's Danny Trejo. Yeah, we're going to.
I cannot believe this.
We're going to have to watch Spy Kids 1 and 2.
We're going to have to watch Machete.
After Spy Kids. So we have context for who he is as a person.
This is the most crazy lore drop I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool because it's the same. It's the same guy. It's the same character, which, you know, is fun.
Holy shit.
It's cool.
I actually can't like comprehend that. That's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
That's great.
I mean, Robert Rodriguez is fucking...
I don't know anything about Robert Rodriguez, but I know
did
that
Spy
Danny
Kids
is
did
very
Shark
funny.
Boy versus Lava Girl.
Wow, this is unbelievable.
And it's so fun. Yeah. Junior and Carmen Cortez's uncle.
Holy cow, gang. Well, that was an unbelievable fact I did not anticipate learning tonight.
Yeah. We're here to educate. as well as me. To entertain.
Where to educate me.
Specifically, yeah.
On the Spy Kids lore.
Have you not actually seen Spy Kids?
I've not actually seen
no
Spy Kids.
No way. Oh my god, they're so fun.
I've seen both
fun.
Machete films, though.
They're so fun. I've seen Spy Kids 1 and 2. Spy Kids 3 is also fun. It has Elijah Wood in it. I love Spy Kids 1 and 2. My god. We can do a Yard Drunk over Spy Kids.
Okay.
If we walk into that room and I'm like, hey, gang, we're going to do a Yard Drunk over Spy Kids. Maybe not today, but someday before we leave.
People will say yes, I bet.
Yeah, absolutely. Sick. Fuck, that's good. So, gang, we're going to be doing New Vegas next week.
We're going to Vegas,
We're going
baby.
To Vegas, baby.
Oh.
Join the Discord because it's really fun. Everyone's
Please.
Talking a lot about, also, not only talking about Fallout. People are talking a lot about the Kings of Manhattan, which is our Fallout show. People are also talking about other choice-based games. We had Citizen Sleeper come up today.
Oh, yeah.
If you've played Citizen Sleeper, gang, that game fucks so hard. And it's been on our list for a second.
It has been
on our list.
Yeah.
If you want to watch, if you're just starting Fallout Season 2, or you want to listen to us Chuckle Fox talk about it, we have on our Patreon, we have the two watch-alongs where we do like a 1, 2, 3 click play and then we comment on it as we're watching it. That's a lot of fun. I like that a lot. And we're also going to do the next one. We'll let you know on the Discord because it's not going to be Tuesday because we're flying. It's not going to be Wednesday because we're playing Kingdom Death Monster literally all day. It may be Thursday. We'll both be in the same spot. So
yeah,
it could
why
be
not?
Now. So that's very fun. Fallout Kings of Manhattan. Every episode but the finale is out. The finale will be at some point in the next
month or so. Actually, I'll need to check the thing.
Yeah.
Because everybody's
We're doing that, but that's really fucking good. This cast is so strong, it makes me feel sick.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Hey,
it's
gang,
so good.
If you wanna hear Dylan do a performance that made me cry in recording and twice whilst editing it, and I was in a public place when I was editing it, y'all gotta catch up with Kings of Manhattan. It's fucking crazy. Everyone in it is truly gold.
This last episode in particular, I think everybody just is.
Everyone is really settled into their characters, and it's just so fucking crazy. It's great. Really, really proud of that. Patreon watch along. Fallout Kings of Manhattan.
I think that's
Fallout
everything.
New Vegas.
Join the Discord.
Join the Discord. Blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Join the Patreon.
Yay! We're actually doing a lot of stuff for the Patreon now because we're doing these watch alongs, which will be all of this week. And we also have a lot of stuff of like rankings of Dragon Age characters. We got to do a ranking of Mass Effect characters.
We do.
Which we're really...
We should do that while we're at your place.
Yeah.
I think that'll be a
which
fun
will
one.
Be fun.
Yeah.
We have a few episodes of our book club and then we realize that reading is hard. I realize reading is hard. I'm very dyslexic. It's really hard for me to read this time. So I'm going to doing the audiobooks and I promise that we're going to be good at that.
Yeah.
Anyway, gang, bad news. Do you have anything to add?
No, it's just that the game
is rigged from the start. Kisses.
Mwah.
Mwah.